Classic Hits, something for the weekend. We ran out of time last week when we were chatting to Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie, talking all about the pensions. So many questions. Paul, say for someone who doesn't really plan on working until they're 68, say they're working for the next, you know, 10, 15 years, 20 years, and they're maybe in their mid-30s. They do fancy now retiring quite early. Is there any point in doing the pension because they won't be paying in for that long?
Well, there is, but don't forget, a pension can be accessed, Trina, from 60 years of age, generally speaking, a personal pension plan. So you don't have to wait until you get the state pension at 68. So for someone your own age, your own kind of demographic, your age profile, it'd be 68 getting the state pension. Now, actually, I do think it'd be 70 by the time you get there because you're so young. But anyway, let's go what we have at the moment, 68 years of age. So, but you can, if you had a private pension, you could usually access from 68. Now, where it gets tricky is this is Ireland. There's loads of different rules. We don't make anything simple, especially finance. But if you were in a company pension plan, so one of those big companies you spoke about before, yeah, and you left employment, you can access it from 50 years of age. So you're in a much better situation to have that company pension plan behind you. And you can access that from 50, which gives you some income from 50 up to 68 before the state pension kicks in.
Okay. How easy is it to set up a pension, Paul? And is there any risk involved?
There's very low risk and you can go up the risk side. So first of all, a pension plan, let's think of a pension plan as an account. Like just say, let's just call it Trina's Bank, okay? And Trina's Bank has an account. That account you open tomorrow, you need your usual, your PPSN number, your passport, your driver's license. You need usually need someone like me to open for you as well, okay? So an advisor, someone that's qualified and someone that's authorized by the central bank to help you open the account. Now, once you open the account, you put your money in. Come in on a monthly basis or an annual basis or a quarterly basis. Let's just say you're going to put in, just for the figures, €100 a month, and you're on the higher rate of income tax. You'll get €40 back on a monthly basis from revenue on your packet because your tax credits, when your pay packet, because your tax credits be adjusted. It's only really cost you €60 to put your €100 in. Now, you're up 40% already. So, yabba dabba doo, great news. You're up 40%. You've put in 100, you've got 40% back. The 60 quid becomes 100 quid, which is amazing. Like, they don't get it as any other investment income. But the good thing about it is, an advisor like me will be saying, well, let's take €100 now that you've invested and put into your pension and let's invest that on a monthly basis and put it into stocks and shares and other types of investments because you're hoping over a long period of time, which most pension plans are much longer than kind of 15, 20 years. It could be 20, 30, even 35 years in some cases. So you're hoping that markets will do really, really well over the long term. And they tend to, stock markets tend to be the best performing asset you can invest in over a long period of time, Trina. So you're taking your €100 and you're investing it. Now, the good thing about the pension plan that people forget all the time is see that investment return, you're hoping to get about 6%. It's not taxed where any other time you make money, whether it's rental income or growth on shares, the government always wants a slice of that income, that growth that you get. But they don't do that in pension plans. It's like really, really, really good. It's like giving an amazing power over your pension to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
So you should invest it.
Okay.
Now, when you invest, and we've done this in the show loads of times, the markets will go up and down in value all the time. But it's like a house price. It's like buying a house in your 20s and planning to sell it when you're 60. You don't really care if it falls in your mid-40s because you're not selling it anyway, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah. So long as the markets are up when the time comes that you need it.
So what you usually, that's a great point, Trina, actually. And what you're better off doing then is as you get closer to retirement age, is de-risking your pension. So come out of the stocks and shares and more into cash. So usually for our clients, every 10 years before retirement, we start de-risking them by 10% a year. So if they're really cautious, by the time they get to retirement age, everything should be in cash. Mm-hmm. So if those clients retire today, they wouldn't have any impact due to COVID-19 when it was in March because they would have all been in cash. Now, some clients don't want that. Some clients learn how the market goes over 20, 30 years and they understand how risk works. They don't want to take it into cash as they feel like they're missing out on growth then, you know?
Yeah.
But there's loads to consider, isn't it? It's not as simple as you need
a hedge. Now, Paul, I'm not going to let you go yet because I've got a big query for you. I was speaking to a man only there a few weeks ago who was telling me how he lost everything, the money he'd been putting into his pension for 27 years. So I need to find out if there is risk involved when it comes to getting a pension. So don't go anywhere. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.